Welcome, everyone. I'm Michael Edwards. I'm the founder of the Northern Affinity. Thank you for joining us today's discussion. We'll go over live very, very soon, but very briefly, I just want to explain what we're doing today. So the purpose of the conversation we'll be having today will be for hopefully you and I to learn something from our guests. But for me, the big thing is it's an opportunity for the great people that we're surrounded with to demonstrate the great things they are doing and give them a platform to do so. So I hope you enjoy the conversation and you get lots from it. Before we start, I just want to say I'm delighted to say we are now, this particular discussion is sponsored by the Help to Grow Management Training Program at Leeds Beckett University. So thank you to them for doing this for us. If you have a business that has 5 to 250 employees, you're an SME, and you're looking for something to help you grow, I would strongly recommend having a look at the program. It's 90% funded, and all the details will be in the notes for this. Thank you, and over to the live one. So welcome live, everybody. Delighted to say that I'm joined by Olga today. So for those who've just seen the video clip at the start, I mentioned about the Help to Grow Management program from Leeds Beckett, and Olga has kindly joined us to kind of give us a bit of an overview of it and what it's all about and the benefits and all that kind of stuff. So welcome, Olga, first of all. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, do you want to tell us a little bit about you and what you do, and then we can kind of go into a little bit about the program in a second?
Yes, of course. I'm a program director for Help to Grow Provision for the small and medium businesses, so I work with those. But I also work as a head of the Retail Institute, which is a research center that supports innovation for the retail industries. But today I'm going to be talking about a program that might be of interest to the SMEs connected to Northern Affinity.
Absolutely. And then, you know, the reason we're doing this is because I've looked at it myself. It's such a fantastic opportunity for so many people. And a lot of people we very luckily work with are on that kind of growth journey of their business in various stages at the moment. So this is obviously an excellent opportunity. So I suppose your words will be better than my words on what it is. So do you want to kind of give us an overview of the program, the course, and what it entails?
Yes, of course. Thank you, Michael. So Help to Grow Management is an executive leadership program, which is 90% funded by the government. Department of Business and Industrial Strategy was the funding body behind it. And the purpose of the program is to boost profitability, growth, and innovation in small and medium businesses in the UK. So the government is handing out this excellent skills opportunity for businesses. And this is a really flexible program, which has been designed especially for really busy individuals, because we're looking at the leadership teams within small and medium businesses. So it's hybrid delivery. So it's 12 modules, 8 of those are online in really quick digestible sessions, similar to this one. 4 of those are face-to-face in Leeds at the university. We've also got mentorship support. So any business that joins the program gets 10 hours of a consultant time to go into the business and either work with an individual on the leadership skills or work in your business on the topic of your choice. So that's really unique for the program. You also get peer group support. That means that you meet in a smaller circle with your fellow peers, and with a facilitator, you unpick some of the challenges that you may have encountered. And also you get opportunity to share some of the best practice you may have developed. So it really offers a broad range of support within a quick program for leaders.
No, and like I said right at the start, I think it's, you know, such a great opportunity for people. So, you know, I would highly recommend anyone kind of looking at, obviously listening to the rest of the conversation, but looking at it in more detail. So what kind of topics are covered during the course then, Olga?
Well, it's really a comprehensive course. So we start with things that are really critical for any business: strategy and how to drive your business, how to set that long-term strategy. Then we're going into topics of digital transformation. We're looking at how can you win new markets. Then we deal with marketing. So we're looking at your branding, but also your value, your mission statements, so your kind of foundations of what your business is about. But then we go into the customer journey. How does your customer base see you? How do you do consumer segmentation? How do you offer different products to different businesses? Then we go into a case study about building a brand. Other topics are around, very popular with the businesses, around employee management and recruitment, leading change within your organization. We're going to help you understand your own leadership style and help you with some techniques to perhaps work on what kind of leader you would like to become. We will talk about organizational design, so what structure you have to have in place to operate efficiently. We will, of course, talk about productivity. So this is really why the program is funded. The government wanted to increase the productivity of British SMEs because that is an area of concern in the UK. And of course, then we go into financial management. And one of the big things at the end of the program, and really one output, there's no test, there's no assignments, but at the end of the program, we really want each individual to come up with a growth plan. And that is also what the government wants to see out of this initiative, that the businesses actually do grow and turn a higher profit or expand in some way. And we have some amazing case studies to prove that it really works.
And I love this because anyone who kind of follows me on LinkedIn will have seen over the last few weeks, I've talked a lot about kind of, I guess, the growth journey of a business. You kind of, my personal self, I got to a point, you know, you kind of know what you're doing in the early stages, and then you hit a bit of a ceiling and it's like, well, how do I take it to the next stage? And that's a really difficult step because you're coming out of that kind of transactional way of working as a small, you know, maybe just sole business or staff, to then all those things you've just very eloquently talked about. It's a difficult. So to have some sort of framework, some sort of plan is absolutely, absolutely vital. So
such a good point, Michael. And just to add on to that sometimes when you are in that kind of growth period, or you know you need the next step, you really need support. You need a sounding board and you need experts to kind of reconfirm that whether your plan, you know, what you need to consider, whether your plan will work. So, yeah, I completely agree.
100%. And having that support, as you said, you know, another phrase I use a lot of, let the experts be the experts. And that's one of the things I've learned. And I think a lot of people could do that. So the other thing I was going to ask you about, I guess, the types of people stroke businesses that get involved in the program. Is there any specific areas, or is it a bit more general?
Well, we've got a real great mix of sectors in the program. So we've got, as you know, in our region, there's a lot of manufacturing businesses. So we've got quite a lot of manufacturing businesses. We've got construction businesses, hospitality, service-based. So your marketing agencies, for example, and even some of the retail businesses. So a real broad stroke of sectors that we come, that are represented on the program. But I think I find really interesting that we got two very different types of leaders that we get. One type of leader is the super experienced, managing director that's been in a business for, you know, 30 plus years, and they really eaten their teeth on the business and they know it all, but they're really looking for new inspiration, new input, and really way to update the business and adapt it to the current market. And these are the people who are always those, as I call them, perpetual learners. And I think they're so valuable, you know, for any business to have those kind of open-minded individuals. And the second type of people we get is, for example, people who are experts in their own fields, but they have just been promoted to a more senior position, for example, to operational directors or marketing directors, or, you know, they've been given a new role. And in that role, they feel like, you know what, I need to know a little bit more about the overall business now than I did in the past. And I want to understand some of these techniques and some of those mechanisms that I can apply. And those two kind of leader are predominantly who fills our cohorts.
Yeah, that makes sense. You touched on it a few minutes ago. You mentioned about there's kind of no test or exam at the end. I guess what happens at the end? What's you know, you go through the program and I'm sure learn loads and have a strategy in place. What are the next steps if you? I guess every different business is slightly different, but what kind of things are there as well as you move forward?
Thank you, Michael. That's a really good question. We don't leave you after the program. We invite you to the network, to the Leeds Beckett Alumni Network. And within that crowd, we have regular events. So we meet 3 times a year. We bring some good food and we bring some excellent speakers about the topics you told us are important to you. So the Alumni Network really looks at understanding what needs the businesses have. And so we hear a lot about recruitment, we hear a lot about marketing. So people, you know, even when they really understand it and are good at it, they may not have the resource, designated resource to kind of address it. So we support them through knowledge, what we call in university spiel, knowledge exchange. All that means really is that we bring knowledge to you in some digestible form. It's either a workshop, or a quick speaker, or a Q&A. So we just offer a platform where you can engage. And also what we do as a university, we have access to a lot of larger pots of funding from like Innovate UK. Leeds Beckett University is really known for excellent record in knowledge transfer partnerships. So this is when a skilled graduate goes into an SME and is supported by a pool of academics at the university to deliver a strategic project. And those are highly funded initiatives. We've got, as I say, really good conversion record with those. So we know how to support SMEs. And a lot of our academics are both academics, but also business people. So we've also got this business awareness. So the support network that you join after that will link you to other opportunities in the market and will also provide you this what we talked about before, this opportunity to just have a sounding board and talk to fellow peers in the network.
Yeah, I'd like to echo a lot of what you said there. You know, I'm both a Leeds Beckett alumni from quite a number of years ago now. It wasn't called Beckett at the time. That's how long ago it was when I was there. But also, you know, in recent times, working with various different areas of the university and holding events at the facilities, things like that, there's so many things that are going on. So I'd, you know, even if for whatever reason this program or this course isn't right for anyone, I would strongly recommend having a look at what's going on, because there's a likelihood there will be something there that could support and help you, I would suggest.
Yeah, and we also have a free space for businesses in Central Leeds that you can use just by connecting to us. So the spaces are based in Rose Bowl building, which is just off Woodhouse Lane, at the top of Millennium Square if you go the other way. But ultimately, it's called the Knowledge Exchange Hub. And over there, you can host a meeting or hire a boardroom and just connect with us. And the colleagues will kind of signpost you to anything that might be useful for you.
Well, again, I'll back on it, because we held an event there a few weeks ago, and we've got another one, I think, September now as well. So,
excellent.
So a great space, and it's fantastic. So, just final question, I guess, is, and I have put a link in the comments for people, but for whatever reason, how do get involved? How do we apply? How do you know to, get involved in the program if it's something of interest to them?
Thank you. So if you're eligible, so if you have more than 5 staff, if you've been operational for more than a year, like you, Michael, said, and if you're not a charity, then you are eligible to access this program. As I said, the program is worth £7,500, but the government is paying 90% of the costs for you to enroll onto the program. They limit the places, so only one person per business, or maximum 2 if you have over 10 staff can access the program. So you will have to pay £750 fee to register, but it's really, really worth it. So all you would need to do is to click the link that Michael shared with you to register, and or if you have any questions, just drop me a line on LinkedIn or through Michael, and I will just chat to you about what benefits you can drive out of the program for yourself as a leader or for you as a business.
And absolutely, and like you said as well, if anyone, for whatever reason, the link's not appearing, you can't see it, you know, just drop me a line, like I said, on LinkedIn, email, through the website, whatever it might be, and I can share that with you as well. And like I said, I would advise anyone to kind of have a little look, find out more information, and go from there. So thank you for your time, Olga. That's great. I think it's such a valuable resource for people, and hopefully people will have will find out more about it today and kind of look into it in more detail. So Thank you very much for your time, and love what we're doing.
Thank you so much for inviting me, and any more questions, happy to take them, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you.